Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Shaletta, what prompted you to make donations of children's books to Buffalo in the light of the mass shooting at the Tops on Jefferson here in Buffalo?
Well, I saw the shooting. I saw the murders like everybody else, and I wanted to help. I wanted to do my part to get healing started in that community, especially for the children. I am a mother of four, and I have three black boys, and I know the struggles that they will face in their lives. And, you know, to have something like this happen and have to explain it to your children, and they grow up in a world where they think that this may be normal, the fear, you know, the tragedy, the loss. I wanted to do something, but I didn't know what. I didn't know if I should make a donation to the Red Cross or reach out to a church. And I prayed and asked God to send me a sign. And then I saw the story about Ms. Zanetta Everhart. She was asking for donations, children's books to give away to children in Buffalo, because she wanted to end racism through reading. And I thought, that is it. Thank you, Jesus. This is the sign I've been praying for. I am a children's book author. I have three children's books about my three children who have autism. And so I gathered up every book I had here at the house, which was a couple hundred. I saw the story on a Saturday night. Sunday morning, I called my publisher and had her meet me at their publishing house in St. Paul, Minnesota, not too far from where I live, and got whatever books I could get my hands on that she had in stock to sell, and took them out of circulation and start packing them up, me and my children, to send to Mrs. Everhart's efforts. And then an amazing thing happened. Fellow Minnesota children's book authors, Crown Shepherd and Dr. Artika Tyna, both African-American women, said, we want to join your efforts. We want to help you help Miss Everhart. And so I went to their homes and donated books, got their donated books from them. And they donated several hundred copies. And these are women who sell their books at flea markets and, you know, at pop-up shops. This is how they make their money. So they're taking their books out of circulation to give to me to send to Buffalo. Because we just want the community to know that we care. And so we shipped them right out that Sunday. I found one UPS store in town that was open because we wanted to put it in Mrs. Everhart's hands so she could bless the children in Buffalo with these.
The books that you've authored and sent to Buffalo, what message is in those books that you hope to share with us here in Western New York?
I have three books about my three children who have autism. Cameron Goes to School came out in 2020. Daniel Spots His Sign came out in 2021. And Brandon Finds His Voice came out just this past month for Autism Awareness Month. And, you know, for white kids who get the book, I want it to be an education, an opportunity for them to see black children, a family, you know, their stories, not historical stories, not Martin Luther King as a child or Rosa Parks. You know, those stories are important too, but we need to let folks know how important diversity in children's books are, because, you know, they can see kids who look like, you know, a kid in their classroom or one of their neighbors, and then learn more about not just autism, but African-American families. You know, I have been very intentional with putting my entire family on the cover of all three of my books, because when white children pick it up, I want them to see, oh, well, there's Cameron and she has three brothers. I have a brother and she has a mom, you know, and a dad, you know, and it's not a book about struggle or hardship. It's an uplifting and educational book. And for Black kids who get the book, you know, I want them to feel seen. I want them to, you know, open the pages of that book and say, you know what, he's got an afro like I do, or she's got, you know, two strands twists like I have, and feel represented in the books that they are reading. You know, that's why I decided to become a children's author, because my daughter came home and told me she wanted white skin like all the characters in her book. And I went marching down to the library to demand that they put books in the library about Black girls who have autism. And the librarian told me they would have an easier time finding books about dinosaurs, big red trucks, alphabets, or furry creatures before they could find a book about a little Black girl with autism. So instead of, you know, waiting around for somebody to write one, I just did it myself. And, you know, giving away books to children to end racism through reading is something that we've done here in Minneapolis for 2 years now. You know, after the murder of George Floyd, I took my children down to what we now call George Floyd Square. And just to show them the spot where it happened, we went to several protests and marches there, several community gatherings and prayer vigils and candlelight vigils. And I kept noticing that white mothers were bringing their children to George Floyd Square. And I said, you know what? I need to talk to these moms because they're crying harder than me. And so I got, you know, one of the moms and we just kind of chatted while our kids played. And they said, oh, you know, I'm crying because I'm living in history. I'm trying to teach my child how to be an ally. I'm trying to do my part to end racism. And I thought, you know, this is a great opportunity for me to come out to the square on a regular basis and just hand out free copies of my books to white parents who want to teach their children to be allies. And so, you know, called up again Crown Shepherd, who wrote the book Black Boy, Black Boy, and Black Girl, Black Girl, and Dr. Artika Tyner, who wrote Justice. And we all, you know, go to the square once, sometimes twice a week, and just hand out books to white parents who bring their kids there to educate them about racism. And so when I saw Ms. Everhart's efforts, I saw a mirror. It's exactly what we're doing here in Minneapolis. And so I thought, you know what, I am going to go there and I am going to make sure that she knows that, you know, the community is loved and that I appreciate her efforts. And I'm going to support her, not just with thoughts and prayers, because, you know, thoughts and prayers are important, but sometimes you have to do something. And, you know, in order for Buffalo, the community, to heal, we all have a role to play. The world has a role to play in order to help Buffalo heal. I saw it here in Minneapolis after George Floyd died. The world helped us heal. And we have to do that same thing for the people of Buffalo.
How hopeful are you that your gesture will help the healing here in Buffalo?
Oh, I know it will. We have to start with our children. People want to know, how can things change? Will they get better? You know, has that shooter that came there to target Black people been taught as a child about racism? Had he had diverse books to educate him about the contributions of African Americans? There's no way this would have happened. And so Ms. Everhart is so astute and so learned and so spot on in understanding that in order to stop something like this from happening 20 years from now, you got to get to the 2-year-old. You got to get to the 3-year-old. You got to get to the 4-year-old. Because if you educate the children, nobody will be able to indoctrinate them later with hate and racism and lies, because they'll know better and then they'll do better. But it starts early. And so, you know, those efforts to make sure that the kids get the information, put those books in their hands, and the kids, they will feel loved. You know, grown folks enjoy getting something for free. Imagine a child getting a free book just to say, hey, somebody out there cares about you. Somebody out there loves you. Something bad happens, but you know what? You're still loved. You're still special. You're still important. You're so important that somebody all the way in Minnesota thought enough of you to send you a book to let you know just how special you are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.